court to consider Reagan gunman.
Should Hinckley be released from his hospital for good?
Protests in Baltimore.
I'm tired of the injustice with the police.
Dr. Oz fires back.
We will not be silenced. We will not give in.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the shots rang out 34 years ago. President Reagan and three others were wounded in a crime that shocked the nation and made gunman John Hinckley a household name. After years in a mental hospital, he now gets to spend 17 days a month at his mother's home in Williamsburg, Virginia. CBS's Major Garrett says Hinckley's doctors will ask a court today for more.
Hinckley's doctors at St. Elizabeth's Hospital say he has mellowed with age. In court filings, his medical team said his mood has remained uplifted and his mental status stable while on these outings. And they say he is fit to leave.
And Police Chief Brad Reinheimer says the request raises questions.
Anytime you know you have someone in your community that's committed the types of crimes that Mr. Hinckley committed, it's a concern.
Those who've been close to the would-be assassin say he's not a threat.
John's a very sweet and considerate person.
Sarah Kochesperger worked with Hinckley when he volunteered at a hospital. Well, now to Baltimore. Protesters called for justice in the case of Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old man who died from a spinal injury he suffered while in police custody. Protester Marvin Whitney says it would be a different story if an officer had been the victim.
If it was six of us and we jumped on the police and then he ended up dying in the hospital, we would be waiting for death row right now.
The six officers have been suspended. The Justice Department's opened a civil rights investigation. In Boston, it'll be another day of emotional testimony at the punishment phase of the marathon bomb trial. WBZ TV reporter Jim Armstrong says the prosecution, which is seeking the death penalty, is presenting victims of the twin blasts.
Celeste Corcoran, a double amputee, told jurors what it was like at the scene that day 2 years ago. Quote, I remember thinking that I wanted to die. I remember thinking that the pain was too much and I wanted to die. 20-year-old Jillian Rennie, who had sections of both of her legs blown off, cried heavily on the stand, recalling her staggering pain. Quote, I was shocked that that much blood could come out of someone.
Government scientists are working on a potential bird flu vaccine as losses mount on farms in the Midwest. Nearly 7 million chickens and turkeys have been killed since early last month. Mexico has banned imports of eggs or live chickens from Iowa after the outbreak hit a major farm. Economist Dave Swenson at Iowa State University says prices haven't gone up, but it may only be a matter of time.
You're going to have a reduction in supply. If you're having a reduction in supply, you're going to have a price effect.
In Washington, the Senate's expected to pass a human trafficking bill later today, and that would clear the way for a vote to confirm Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch. And as CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us, a bill to give President Obama the power to cut a new Pacific trade deal is on the move.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says the Trans-Pacific Partnership will open up Asian markets to American-made goods.
It's important to farmers and ranchers and manufacturers, small businesses, and to workers in this country.
But top Senate Democrat Harry Reid joins with labor unions in saying just the opposite about free trade deals.
They're not good for the American people. They're not good for working men and women.
How would he vote for fast-track authority?
Not only no, but hell no.
But with the president supporting it, Reid says he won't single-handedly try to stop the deal. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
On May 6th, 2010, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 600 points in 5 minutes, part of a global flash crash that rattled investors. Now there are new developments in the story. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us live from London.
Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against a day trader who works from a suburban home near London's Heathrow Airport. They say Navinder Singh Sarraw ignited the flash crash by using super-fast software to manipulate trading in Chicago. Analyst James Bevan.
It could have caused irreparable damage to the pricing of pensions, of private savings plans for many people for perhaps an extended period.
The markets quickly recovered, though confidence was shaken. Sarraw has denied at least some of the practices he's accused of engaging in and says he will fight the extradition order. Steve?
Saudi Arabia has ended its month-long airstrike campaign against Shiite rebels in Yemen who had forced the president to leave the country. Iran backs the rebels. The U.S. supported the Saudi air effort. French officials say a suspected Islamic extremist is in custody along with weapons he planned to use to allegedly attack one or more churches. He's also accused in the death of a young mother. Well, today is Earth Day, and in California, the earth is dry. A drought in its fourth year has meant water restrictions. CBS's Steve Futterman takes us to Beverly Hills, where conservation is a word not often heard.
California water officials are facing a dilemma: how to convince wealthy residents to conserve. Marty Adams is with LA's Department of Water and Power.
Certainly, if you could afford the water, well, then that's the question. How do we get to those folks?
Here in Beverly Hills, people love their lush green lawns and their swimming pools. Mark Green, a professor at UCLA, says officials need to have the ultimate power.
If there are people who are just basically going to turn their nose, the cities need to have the ability to turn off their spigots.
Completely.
Absolutely.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Beverly Hills.
A million Trek bicycles are being recalled in the U.S. and Canada. A lever on the front wheel can come in contact with the brake assembly, causing an instant stop. One accident blamed on the problem left a rider paralyzed. TV's Dr. Oz is responding to medical community critics who called on Columbia University to oust him from his faculty post.
I know I've irritated some potential allies in our quest to make America healthy. No matter our disagreements, freedom of speech is the most fundamental right we have as Americans.
He says on his show that airs tomorrow that he will not give in to those who say he promotes quack treatments. Columbia has stood by Oz. Posting on Facebook, Ben Affleck has expressed regrets. He convinced PBS to scrap information that he had an ancestor who owned slaves in an episode of the show Finding Your Roots. Variety's Andrew Wallenstein.
I think Ben Affleck did what he had to do. There was so many questions swirling around just what went on here. I think he had to come clean.
PBS is investigating whether editorial standards were violated. The last thing a grieving family or funeral home wants is any surprises during the final farewell. Listen to this story from KIRO radio reporter Frank Shires.
A lawsuit has been filed by a Chehalis, Washington family who claim they opened the casket at the end of a funeral service and found a man they didn't know inside. Not surprisingly, Jerry Moon's family was shocked.
One of the staff members got the manager talked to the family and tried to convince them that, in fact, it was Mr. Moon.
Their attorney, Sean Briggs, says there probably wouldn't have been a lawsuit had the mortuary just admitted that they accidentally cremated Moon. Frank Shires for CBS News, Seattle.
New Orleans, a city known for being freewheeling, has now banned smoking in bars, casinos, and hotels as of midnight last night. But this may not be the last word. There's a hearing on a lawsuit to try to overturn the new law next month. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.